The new film The Devil Wears Prada stars Meryl Streep as Miranda Priestly, the fearsome editor-in-chief of a fashion monthly. It's based on Lauren Weisberger's novel about her own experience working at Vogue. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
I've always had a soft spot for gratuitously nasty revenge memoirs against Hollywood and media bosses, if only because there's no other way to shame these overweening big shots publicly. That's the guilty pleasure of reading Lauren Weisberger's, quote, novel, The Devil Wears Prada, the moralistic tale of a schlumpy young woman of integrity who somehow gets hired as an assistant to Anna Wintour at Vogue. I mean, her fictional stand-in, Miranda Priestly. Weisberger worked for Wintour and paints daily life at Vogue's counterpart, Runway, as a marathon of humiliations at the hands of a speed-freaky, narcissistic task mistress with zero capacity for empathy. David Frankel's movie of The Devil Wears Prada is less a revenge drama than a festival of clichés that panders shamelessly to its audience's Cinderella fantasies, which is why I think it's going to be a big hit. Its outline is vulgar, but it's gorgeously accessorized. The heroine, Andy, played by Anne Hathaway, wanders in for a job interview without knowing who Miranda Priestly is, or even having read the magazine. Grounds, I think, for regarding her as an idiot, a reverse snob, or both. But that's not the movie's view. No, she's just an innocent. It's the snobbish, slighting editor, played by Meryl Streep, who inspires fear and derision.
Who are you?
My name is Andy Sachs. I recently graduated from Northwestern University.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I think I could do a good job as your assistant. And, I came to New York to be a journalist and sent letters out everywhere and then finally got a call from Elias Clark and met with Sherry up at Human Resources and basically, it's this or Auto Universe.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
That wasn't a question is a great line, and the movie does give the devil her due. Streep isn't playing Wintour. She looks and talks nothing like her, which is a problem because the lines are written for a Wintour-like dervish, too impatient even to wait for replies to her commands. Still, Streep gives a fabulous miniaturist performance. She's a measured, deliberate ogre, her hair brushed back, her anger signaled in the tiny tensing of a single facial muscle, her eviscerating dismissals fluted with an airy flick of her hand. She isn't a dummy. She understands not just couture, but the way designers' innovations trickle down even to the cheap clothing worn by Andy. In one scene, the movie lets us see the raw, unmade-up child under the Gorgon exterior, but it doesn't sentimentalize her. The problem is that The Devil Wears Prada is too gutless to make Andy truly tempted by the dark side. Sure, she gets dressed by Miranda's art director, played by Stanley Tucci, and proves she can look dishier in couture than anyone at her magazine. Sure, she trains herself to be a triumphant courtier. But despite the complaints that she's, quote, becoming one of them by her rumpled dreamboat sous-chef boyfriend, played by Entourage's Adrien Grenier, the poor girl is hopelessly ethical and unmaterialistic. Just because she loves how she looks in these clothes and has to answer the phone at all hours to keep her job, she's morally compromised? If there's any drama here, it's slender. Maybe a size 2. Hathaway does carry off the clothes. In fact, it's bizarre that all the characters regard her as an eyesore, when her ivory complexion and huge eyes and long legs make her pure runway material, even in rags. But Hathaway overdoes the girlish wonderment, and she isn't up to her climactic "to hell with the devil" scene. She's acted off the screen by the young English actress Emily Blunt as Miranda's rival assistant. Blunt was a knockout in last year's My Summer of Love, and here she's a marvel at conveying the terror beneath the hauteur of the typical Miranda acolyte. The Devil Wears Prada trumpets the virtues of simplicity and integrity, But with its predictable Princess Diaries goes to Condé Nast template, its unearned moral superiority, its ubiquitous montages, and its ugly duckling heroine, who is neither ugly nor a duckling, it's an haute couture con. People who believe in simplicity and integrity don't make movies like this.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.